Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. You know, I could listen to Anthony Lewis all day talk about the Supreme Court. That was very interesting. If you would like to weigh in on what you think the future of the court is, or whether this is the Kennedy Court or the Roberts Court, as Adora asked, give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and register your opinion on our spin box line. Or you can leave a message at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Also, the Do Not Call Registry turns 5 today. How's telemarketing working for you? Are they still able to reach you? Are you on the Do Not Call Registry and they've been able to get through? Has it worked for you? Has it not? Are you a telemarketer? And we'd like to defend yourself in the face of, well, actually, some scurrilous abuse this morning by yours truly in the opening of the program. We would love to hear from you all. 877-8-MY-TAKE is the way you can contact us. But it is the Tower of Babel moment here for the internet. I don't know if you've been aware of that. Over the next decade or so, perhaps 2 or 3 billion people will join the online community that we like to call the dot-com world. Well, the dot-com world is over. It's about to get much more complex than just dot-com and dot-org and dot-TV and dot, you know, whatever country you happen to be in. And mediating that explosion of diversity that's about to happen is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. That's the Internet Corporation. Adora, wake up. Adora, wait, oh, wake up, please. Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's really, really a boring name for a corporation, but it is a very, very powerful organization, and they are mediating this diversity in Paris right now. Joining us to discuss this very important meeting is Jennifer Shanker. She's a Paris-based technology correspondent for Business Week. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
This really is an important set of issues to sort out as the internet goes from a kind of Roman alphabet era to a fully diverse, multilingual, multinational era. What are the issues on the table, and why should people care about this?
Well, the decisions taken here today in Paris could bring about the most dramatic changes to the internet in decades. What's up for vote today are important changes to the addressing system, which ensure how the traffic is routed. So right now, as most people know, there's just a handful of these so-called generic top-level domain names, and those are the letters that come after the .com in an internet name, like .com. So right now, we only have a few of them, as you mentioned, like .travel or .biz or .asia. So that's meant that a company based in Los Angeles, for example, who wanted to end their address with LA, would have to go to the country Laos, which was assigned .LA as its country code and registered there. But that's all set to change because ICANN is today expected to vote on opening up the registration to an unlimited number with no conditions attached.
So, now, the technology will support this. I mean, we're suddenly getting to an era where technologically it is possible to have more flexibility here. But there are also some kind of national issues here, nationalistic kinds of issues here, where certain nations want to keep their name and don't really want to share it. Could you describe those?
Well, what this comes down to is a question of national pride, cultural diversity. Countries are not happy with the fact that their address is written in Roman script and not in their own native script. So, for example, this week here in Paris, the president of Russia and also the president of Bulgaria both ask ICANN if they would please allow them to quickly switch their country code addresses to Cyrillic characters. Up to now, you know, the web has only supported addresses written in Roman script. But there are, as you mentioned earlier on, you know, billions of people who don't read or write Roman script, and so we need to open up the internet to allow them to come on board.
Now, just an acronym alert here. ICANN is that aforementioned corporation, Internet Corp for assigned names and numbers. I just wanted to make that clear since you used it. You know, I referred to the Tower of Babel as a bit of a metaphor here. Do you think that's what's going on, the nations are gathered here to try to find a common language, and if they don't, are they going to be dispersed to the netherworlds, and that there won't be one internet anymore? There'll just be various subsets of the internet.
There is a concern about fragmentation, and I think that there is some merit to that concern. Some non-democratic governments might, use the fact that they now could change into their local script to prevent their citizens from, going out from their local language sites into the wider internet. That is definitely a danger. But it's also kind of like the whole question of globalization. Do we want a bland, homogenized world, or do we want one that safeguards cultural diversity? And do we really want to bring people in the most remote villages in the world aboard the internet and allow them the opportunities to explore and learn? And if so, then we have to go with local language.
And do you think there's a consensus emerging that that's the way we're going to go? You asked the question, how global should the internet be, in one of your pieces.
Yes, I do believe that one of the outcomes of the meeting of ICANN's board later today here in Paris will be fast-tracking this process. So by next spring, the spring of 2009, we're going to start seeing different scripts on the internet, and this will affect both the country code addresses, but also we will see names like .com appearing in different scripts. So there needs to be this is going to open things up a little bit for fraud as well. So some safeguards are going to have to be put into place to make sure that people are not tricked into going to the wrong place.
Well, Jennifer, at the very least, it sounds like I'm going to have to buy a software upgrade. We all are, right? Probably, yeah.
Well, I think, yeah. The funny thing
we got to go, but quickly, go ahead.
Okay. ICANN is focused on technical issues, but they're finding themselves dealing with incredible political and cultural issues as well.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us. She's in Paris. She's a Paris-based technology correspondent for Business Week. Jennifer Schenker, thank you very much.